It's one thing to have good intentions. It's another thing entirely to live them out. There's not a person alive who hasn't begun their race with the best of intentions, only to stumble at the first hurdle. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In the days leading up to the Passover, the air was so thick with the assassination plot that you could have cut it with a knife. The disciples were petrified as the religious hierarchy, in cahoots with the occupying Romans, closed in on them. In fact, Jesus himself was telling them that he was about to go. John chapter 13, beginning at verse 36. Simon Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I'm going, you can't follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I'm ready to die for you." Jesus answered, "Will you really give your life for me? The truth is, before the rooster crows, you will say three times that you don't know me." See, Peter had the very best of intentions to stand with Jesus to the bitter end. You may know the rest of the story. He failed miserably. We'll look at that tomorrow. But perhaps you relate to this. You had the best of intentions to follow Jesus, but when the going got tough, when the opposition came against you, you discovered to your dismay that where Jesus was going, you were unable to follow. And the guilt, the deep sense of inadequacy at those failings was made even worse by how good your initial intentions were. But hang on, because the good news is coming, friend. The good news is coming. That's God's word, fresh for you today. They don't call it the good news for nothing, because despite all our failings, God's plan is to save us, to lift us up, to speak his word into our hearts. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.